Your customers are already on TikTok, and reaching them is easier than you think. TikTok Ads Manager puts everything in one place. Set your audience, choose from ready-to-use creative templates, and launch your ad in minutes. With 81% of TikTok users discovering new products on the platform, your business is one ad away from its next sale. Launch your ads today at ads.tiktok.com.
This won't get me, Mason.
What do you mean?
I will not be gotten.
Oh, you won't be defeated by the marathon. The absolute, the drag on your life that is the Resident Evil movies. Oh, you love them. I was buoyed up by last week. I had a lot of fun last week. Russell Mulcahy's Resident Evil 3, The Whole World's a Desert. And I'm like, man, I can't wait for this next one where the world will remain a desert. Because how could they undesert a planet?
You can't undesert a planet. What are you, that Star Trek movie where they shoot Spock into a planet and then the planet terraforms or whatever, and then Spock turns into a boy and then a man and then Spock's back? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yes!
Oh.
Star Trek 3. Spock sperms a whole planet. That's what they call it. Did you know that?
I didn't know that's what
yeah,
they call
it. That's
that.
What they call it. So that's what I call it. Nobody else calls it that.
You know, I was broken by the Transformers movies. But those are...
Which there's only five.
There's only five, but also... I reckon if we added up all the Resident Evil movies, time-wise, and Transformers would still be like a movie longer.
Yeah, these are the Resident Evil movies, by contrast, are brisk.
Breezing through them.
It's like watching, you know, a sketch comedy show on TV or whatever. Like, even if you don't like the sketch, you wait 30 seconds, there's another sketch. It's like that. It's like, I don't like this one. Bam, there's another one. It's fine, don't worry about it. Click, there's another one.
Please leave a like because we are talking about Resident Evil Afterlife, the fourth entry in the franchise.
And the fourth Matrix movie is what it is, I think, chronologically.
Does that make the fourth Matrix movie now the fifth Matrix movie?
Yes, Matrix Resurrections is Matrix 5, I'm pretty sure.
Cool.
Do we include the Animatrix? It's not. We don't have time for this.
It's not a movie, Mason. It's a series of vignettes.
It is vignettes, isn't it?
Mm.
And if you don't like one... Get on the next one.
There's another vignette.
That's exactly right. Paul W.S. Anderson is back.
Return of the King, Mason.
Oh, come on, man.
This
is taking a dip immediately.
He directed
this. This is worse. This is obviously worse than the last one. It is obviously worse than the last one.
I don't want to say it's obviously worse.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
He's nodding, folks. He believes
it. I'm trying to like think of a...
He's trying to disagree, but all the muscle memory of his body is just going, yeah, it's worse. And this is 2010, and Paul W.S. Anderson was like, I haven't fully just done The Matrix in a movie yet.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just get it all out of my system now.
Mm-hmm. Do you know why that is also?
Why is that?
Because this is the first one shot in 3D.
Oh, of course.
And they wanted to make use of that. So he's friends with James Cameron, and James Cameron showed him footage from Avatar 2009, and he was like, wow, I love the idea of making a movie in 3D, shooting most of it on green screen, and having incredible amounts of slow motion coins and jumps and... flips and dodging glass and knives.
And he said, I'm James Cameron. And James Cameron went, all right, just that's fine. You've got those skills. Don't worry about it. Believe in yourself. It's me, big Jim Cameron. I believe in you. You can do an Avatar quality movie.
Yeah.
In your backyard on green screen, I guess.
Yeah. It opens on Japan. And Japan seems fine. They're not affected by the Resident Evil. Just kidding, Mason. A Resident Evil is as unfolded.
As tradition, it's the third or fourth movie, so you've got to go to Japan.
Mm.
But, I mean, what is true of Japan is, of course, you know, it's the home of tradition, it's the home of the rule of law, so, of course, everybody has to fire two guns at a time again.
It's back, Mason.
It's back.
I thought it was by choice. Is this a law thing?
Yeah, it's the law.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it opens on Japan at the start, which is the very beginning of their outbreak, and then cuts ahead to the future, where it was a desert, but now it's not a desert.
And you're like, man, I wonder what incredible stories will unfold in Japan, of all places, you know, when the T-virus is unleashed there. What?
I mean, Resident Evil games, they're made from Japan.
They're not set in Japan, though.
Some of them might be.
Okay, that's terrific.
I don't know.
But you're
there's
like,
a million of them.
I wonder what incredible characters will spring forth from Japan in this universe of Zero. It's Alice again.
Yeah, well, it's Alice again and again and again and again.
Again and again. Really feels to me like Paul W.S. Anderson was like, I don't really like the status quo where the last movie ended. I'll just get rid of it really quickly.
Yeah, like straight up.
Like straight away.
19 Alices get murdered. Do they have any of their own agency or anything like that? Because it seems like the real Alice just went, you guys go ahead.
Yeah, none of them seem to mind.
Yeah.
That they were going to certain death.
Do they have a collective consciousness because they are superpowered? One of them uses concrete shifting abilities, which I'd never seen in a Resident Evil movie before.
The last one?
Not a big concrete,
not
though.
A big concrete, though. No, that's true.
Avatar The Last Airbender, Earthbender style. I'd never seen
You'd never
Mason.
Seen that before, that's true.
But I had seen the real world becoming a 3D map and then becoming the real world again.
Yep.
A couple of those, and it's good.
We're home.
We are. So the initial Alice you see, her hair is, it's not pushed back, it's slicked back, mm-hmm. and she's doing a beheading.
Yes.
And I think that's a pretty good, and yeah, it is
Matrix-y. That's a pretty good.
That's a pretty good. And then there is that moment of, oh no, she's died. And then it's like, oh no, there's a lot of these. Oh no, they all died. Oh, okay. The real one's here though. And Wesker's there.
Yes.
First of all, he's recast, but maybe he had a T-virus. That had him look like a different
guy. Oh,
that's
true, maybe. Yeah, he's been recast as Agent Smith, hasn't he?
He really
has. All the
way
down to the Desert Eagles, you know? He's got that dry demeanor, which I guess he mostly has in the games and other movies and whatever.
Yeah.
He's got, you know, Agent Smith powers.
And he's got good ideas because he's like, okay, all these Alices are here. Let's just flood everything with nerve gas. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You made that mistake with Ian Glenn in the last movie.
He's making the smart moves.
Yeah, absolutely. And he purges the hell out of that facility. Where were the Alices going when they're like, oh no, there's going to be a big explosion and they all run into a different room?
They're probably going for that different room.
Yeah, you might be right. And then having the real Alice confront him, though, she gets all her powers neutered, her speed, her strength, her big jumps.
Big jumps, throwing a concrete with her mind.
That's right. But also, do you really think it makes that much of a difference? Toning her back like 10%.
No, what happens?
It's,
I think
it's no psychic stuff, right?
No, they tone her down, but then basically by the end of the movie, she's got all her like martial arts skills back.
Yeah,
like you would think that if you had the move like that, you could like spin kick a piece of glass through a molasses covered dog or whatever.
The center of a dog.
You'd think you'd need those powers for that, but I mean, even Son's powers, she can just do that, I guess.
Yeah,
you know, you'd think that. You'd need enhanced strength to fire the two giant revolvers, those comically large revolvers that I thought must have been fake revolvers because they look like cartoon revolvers.
But they're real revolvers?
I guess they're real revolvers. I don't know.
I don't know.
But you'd think you'd need super strength for that, but she just, it's fine.
She's strong and super strong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess it's some T-virus residue, and we don't know what the T-virus mutates into, just anything.
We do know, and it's anything.
So she goes to look for the survivors from the previous movie.
Mm.
Claire Redfield.
Yep.
Kmart.
Yes.
Maybe another person.
Some new guys.
Some newer guys.
Some new guys. I learned that Ali Larter, who plays Claire Redfield, she had to take some time off from filming the TV show Heroes to appear in this film, which is wild to me because in my mind, Heroes was first broadcast 1,000 years ago. The home media release of Heroes was in the form of a gramophone record. You remember Heroes, James?
I remember Heroes. And then I remember Heroes Season 2, which was bad.
Yes.
And then I remember it being cancelled. And then I remember Heroes Reborn, which I never watched.
So you don't remember Heroes Season 3 and 4?
Apparently I don't.
There was a season 3 and 4.
Did they ever solve whatever was Skylar or Sila? Did they ever stop that or start it?
They started it.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a good show for a minute until the writer's strike or another thing killed it.
And,
I mean, this movie clearly wasn't affected by the writer's strike because, you know.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Robert Forster was Peter Petrelli's dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyways, Claire Redfield is alive, but in the tradition of Resident Evil, she doesn't have any memories. She's forgotten to remember her memories.
Well, no, she hasn't forgotten to remember her memories. They hit her with a memory-erasing scarab that goes on your chest.
Yes.
Because if you're going to erase somebody's memories, you hit them with a scarab that goes on your chest.
Yeah, 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 cool.
Because that's where all your memories are, in your heart.
Yeah.
As far as Paul W.S. Anderson's concerned, your memories are in your heart.
And he might be right.
I think he's right.
Because, you know, Wesker gets shot through the head and his head explodes. He's not keeping any memories in there.
No, that's true.
They're like amorphous, like a fungus, or they're in his heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that trip to Alaska, though, was a waste of time because Arcadia wasn't actually there. Mm. Arcadia?
There was a small, like a small aircraft show was there.
Yeah. They were hosting the
Tullamarine Airport. The Essendon Airport. What is it called?
The Melbourne Air Show.
That's right.
I like it. You don't like a little series of planes?
Of course I do.
You like looking at them and going, what's this like?
I can do that and I did do that.
Also, I don't know if they have a valet, but that's a perfectly parked system for the apocalypse.
Maybe they had a zombie valet. Maybe it's one of those smart zombies from the previous movie.
Oh,
which are now all gone.
Yeah, they're all gone now. Mm. Or maybe they all got jobs.
Mm. Oh, no tip. When you throw your plane keys to him. Oh, cheapskate.
Mm.
Oh, it's how you stay rich.
So we're off to Hollyweird.
Mm.
Where we meet a brand new bunch of survivors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also Arcadia, which is actually a ship.
That's right.
Which is good.
I think so.
It's a good ship that's a surviving ship. And if you ever played any of the Resident Evil games and you get on a ship, you're in for a good time.
Good fun time?
Let me tell you that much. There's not going to be...
You're not trapped?
You're not trapped.
You're not trapped with monsters?
No.
You're not trapped in narrow corridors with slimy tentacle monsters?
No, Mason.
How interesting.
Yeah. And one of the things they find in Holly Weird is Wentworth Miller.
Oh, it's Miller time.
As Christopher Redfield.
That's right.
Now, apparently negotiations were in place for Jensen Ackles to play Leon Kennedy, but that didn't happen. So they went, I don't know, we'll get another guy from TV. Let's get Prison Break's own Wentworth Miller.
Terrific.
Who appears one time in the Resident Evil franchise.
Interesting. Is it this movie?
It's this one, and then I think in the next one there's flashbacks, but yeah, we don't get this guy ever again.
Mm.
And they're in a big... Well, like, they're in a prison, because he loves a prison break, because he's a prison break guy.
That's right.
I don't know if you ever saw the show Prison Break.
I saw him in and of it, sure.
And he had to get all the Prison Break tattoos on him.
Mm.
So him and his brother, Dominic...
That's right. Purcell?
Purcell had to...
They teamed up later in the CW.
Yeah.
They were Heatwave and
Shock
Captain
Vision.
Cold. What?
Shock Vision.
Yeah, Shock Vision. Sure, why not?
Yeah, I think apparently that's why he didn't return also, yeah, because he was doing TV stuff, I guess.
Mm.
So yeah, but his sister doesn't remember the memories of her brother, Chris Redfield.
Correct, because of the memory scarab.
Yeah, she's ready to do karate on him. Like, she's not, she's not having it.
Yeah, yeah.
And... zombies are digging their way into the facility.
Ah, you wouldn't read about it.
Well, you should have known that because we saw them dig out of the grave in Resident Evil Afterlife, the first one. No, that's this one. Resident Evil either Extinction or Apocalypse.
Yeah, that's
Why
right.
would they call one Extinction and then one Apocalypse?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm telling you that.
It's just names. It's just words. But isn't that just life?
Just words.
You want a better word.
Yep.
You want a better world.
Mm, that's true.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. But, you know, digging zombies are cool. Underwater zombies are cool.
A big hammer axe man. I love that they didn't explain that guy. He's just there.
Yeah. Who sent him? Where'd he come from?
I think he was just an independent operator.
I mean, he could have come from the ship, but I don't think he did.
No. If he was from the ship, he'd have a captain's hat on. But he doesn't. He has a bag or whatever.
Because Wesker's never like, I see you fought my giant axe hammer guy.
Right?
Nah.
Just some guy.
You're a Resident Evil 5 fan, right?
Sure.
Because he's
my favorite one.
Yeah, it's got the big bat in it.
Mm.
So he's from that game.
Oh.
The chest spider Jewel, which is the P30 injector, that's from that also.
Oh.
So there's some Resident Evil 5 stuff in this, which makes sense.
But they're not in Africa.
No.
The movie's not in Africa.
I don't think this is in Africa.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm telling you that.
Yes. Good.
Anyway, I did think it was... I thought he sliced that assistant to the Hollywood guy with the axe in a fun way.
Agreed.
Like between the neck and the shoulder. Yeah.
He's also another classic guy who's invincible, including can shrug off bullets through the head until he's just not.
Yeah, he got those...
He got coin shotgunned.
He did.
Which is the undoing of many a big zombie axe, hatchet, hammer man.
Did they ever reload that gun?
I mean, I didn't.
It probably happened. Or off camera. Oh, man. The bit where they fight the giant axe hammer guy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is the most slow-mo that I've ever seen in a movie.
Right.
Which is true until later in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think, in watching that scene, because mostly Ali Larter as Claire Redfield sort of takes point in that scene, do you think they were setting her up maybe to be the lead after Mila Jovovich, I was going to say, passes away when she retires from the role? Because, I mean, she's always doing big leaps and jumps and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, wear out your knees.
Yeah.
You probably want to retire at some point.
Yeah, I mean, maybe also they were like, well, she's the bigger name at this point. She's doing big TV.
Big TV.
Heroes, good show that will always go on forever and always will be good.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to Skylar?
I think he became...
Will they save the cheerleader?
I think they did.
Is the guy with the katana, is he going to come back from the future or whatever?
I think he did.
He did?
Yeah. Cool. The final season was just a locked camera onto one of the writers. And they're just like, what happened to the guy from the future? Did he come back from the future? I think he did. Sure.
You're telling me that show had originally four seasons?
Yep, agreed.
I don't believe you.
Well, too bad. That's what I remember. That's my truth.
Now, we always say there's a big moment from all Resident Evil movies that we remember and we love, and that's how it gets us to the next Resident Evil movie.
Not even a memory-erasing scarab can make me forget about the guy he's flying the plane and he flies the plane through all the zombies and the propeller goes through all the zombies.
Yeah.
Second one? Probably the slow-mo. slow-mo giant hammer guy fight thing.
Yeah.
But I'd forgotten about that.
No, I'd forgotten everything else except
this. A lot of this movie...
Your customers are already on TikTok, and reaching them is easier than you think. TikTok Ads Manager puts everything in one place. Set your audience, choose from ready-to-use creative templates, and launch your ad in minutes. With 81% of TikTok users discovering new products on the platform, your business is one ad away from its next sale. Launch your ads today at ads.tiktok.com.
Just washed over me. A lot of this movie, I think, upon the original watch of this, just went through my brain and out the other side. And I think it's just because I had bullet time fatigue.
Yeah,
and there's just so much of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of, they get to that ship at the end, and you know it's not safe because there's a big white room.
Mm.
And you know if it's Resident Evil and there's a big white glass room, fuck, man, you're in trouble.
Yes.
Because they're holding all the survivors there to experiment on.
Yeah.
And again,
because they haven't done enough experiments.
It's
at
also
this point.
Like, for what?
Yeah.
These are the last people. What are you doing any of this for at this point?
I don't know. Poke and prod.
Yeah.
Find their good attitude. Let's let them survive. We got to find the genetic cause of good attitude and can-do spirit.
Maybe Kmart has it.
Maybe Kmart's got it.
Kmart's back. And she doesn't say anything. She doesn't say a single word. But she doesn't need to. I got it.
She's happy to be here.
I understood.
Absolutely.
I had to ask you, what do you think of Wesker's suit? Some kind of snake skin faux reptile outfit?
Yeah.
I guess because he's like a slithery reptile kind of guy, isn't he?
Yeah, and I guess you don't know what's underneath it, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool, I think.
I mean, it's pretty, a little bit, you know, Morpheus of the Matrix, you know.
Yeah.
Unsurprisingly, yet another thing as part of the Matrix pastiche.
Wait a minute,
movie.
Didn't this come out 11 years after the Matrix?
Yes, but only 7 years after the, you know, the summer of the Matrix or whatever it was.
I think it's 8.
Is it? Whatever.
2000. No, you're right. Sorry. You are correct. So yeah, it's just Matrix.
Yeah.
It's also Matrix where it doesn't look like anybody is really hitting each other or they don't need to dodge.
Some of the worst green screen since it's Neil Breen levels of green screen this movie. The visual effects really took a dip. And look at it. The justification, as you mentioned, I didn't know this, that it was filmed for 3D.
Yeah.
It doesn't look very good, though.
No,
it?
Because often, you know, what is the case when you film something for 3D and you have 3D elements in it that are supposed to pop on the big 3D screen.
Mm.
You watch them at home and you're like, why is the background really blurry? And why is everything in really sharp focus at the
front? Is it my glaucoma? Doubtful.
Couldn't help.
Mm.
And you'll love this, Mason, because I know you love Resident Evil 5, the one where you fight a giant bat. The fight between Chris and Claire against Wesker is almost identical to the fight in Resident Evil 5 where Wesker battles Chris and Shiva on a giant ship.
Whoa, terrific.
That's a sweet callback.
I agree.
Put the fucking bat in.
What?
Man.
You could just film a regular bat really close up.
Exactly.
Green screen it in, it's fine.
It's fine.
Put two people in like those green sock outfits and then just waggle hold a bat up.
That's how Christopher Nolan did it. If it was good enough for him, he knew what he was doing, didn't he?
That's right.
So they think they kill Wesker as well by shooting him in the chest. Come on, man.
And then they shoot him in the head? And that's somebody stabbed Alice, I think, stabs him in the head?
You see also like the back of his head later and he must have fixed his hair. Because it's all still gelled down, even though the back of it was completely fucking blown out.
He's probably got important supplies on that plane.
Yeah, maybe. It is funny when he escapes on the plane and they're like, oh no, he's escaping, run.
Fun bit. That's a fun bit.
They were running.
That's a good joke at the end.
It is.
Right?
They were running to get a better look at the explosion. I think that's so great.
That is. That to me, honestly, redeemed a lot of this movie. It's not good. But that's a fun joke to do at the end, I think.
Absolutely it is. And they weren't apparently going to leave this on a cliffhanger initially.
Mm-hmm.
But then they went, well, what if
we bring back a character and you're like, who's that? And then you look it up later and you're like, huh, it's supposed to be Jill Valentine.
Yeah, she's
same
in the
actor, but
other movies. Well, actually, that's a thing from Resident Evil 5, where she's evil in that or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the one with the bat.
Yeah, you mentioned the bat. Get over yourself and your bat.
I'm trying not to get over myself.
You're like reverse Batman. You're just obsessed with bats.
Reverse Batman is obsessed with bats?
Yeah.
What's the opposite of a bat?
Oh, I mean like, you know, regular Batman's, he's like, oh, I'm traumatized by bats.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're traumatized by bats, but you've gone in a different direction.
I've got over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think you have gotten over it.
God. So yeah, Jill's the bad guy now. What's
oh,
that?
Oh no!
What's that going to mean for Resident Evil? Whatever the next one is,
I don't know. Probably 5 minutes of narrative, and then she'll switch sides. If I had to guess,
okay.
I can't remember. I don't even know if I've seen the last two.
We've seen at least the last one.
All right then.
Because I think we did a podcast on it.
Oh, terrific.
I hope she remembers her memories.
I hope she remembers her memories too. They're important to you. You know, your memories make up what life is.
And your chest.
That's so true.
Yeah. Anyway, it's time for Resident Evil trivia.
Terrific, good.
After trivia.
Yes, good. Should we do something after trivia?
Yeah, I mean, we'll do the wrap-up stuff normally is what we do.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're okay with that.
I mean, get like a drink or something.
No.
All right. I know my position in the pecking order. All right.
This is the first Resident Evil movie not to have a novelization.
Whoa.
Or have nudity in it. There is a moment where Alice goes to have a shower.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a pervert in there, which is a stand-in for you, Mason, the audience.
Hell yeah.
And then it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I stood up Leonardo DiCaprio style and went, that's me.
The sequence in Tokyo after the helicopter crash was initially extended. According to the script, Alice would search through the debris and would discover the body of
all the debris? Is that what they called her clones?
Yeah.
You call them debris?
Debris. And she'd find the body of Albert Wesker and she would shoot him repeatedly to make sure he's dead. And after he left, Wesker's body would begin to regenerate.
Whoa.
And he'd form that big splitting mouth thing that
sure, yeah.
also might be from Resident Evil 5.
Mm.
The added size and weight of the 3D cameras meant that the filmmakers were unable to use the Steadicam rig. So they ended up using moving and tracking shots on a Segway.
God.
I mean, it was 2010.
I remember Segways.
Yeah.
Remember the guy who invented Segways?
Jared from Segway.
Yep. Went to prison for it.
Good.
Yeah.
The guy who invented the Segway didn't die on a Segway. It was one of the investors, I believe.
Oh, all right.
Just in case you were worried about it.
Well, that's not what I was talking about. I just meant remember him.
I don't remember
him. What a wonderful job he's done.
Yeah. I've never been in a Segway. I wonder if it's something that I would be interested in. I'm just thinking about my memories.
Yeah.
No, they're stupid. I don't like them.
You think we could, during the week, we could... Rent a couple of Segways and do some B-roll of us going down the street on Segways.
Where will we get them?
I don't know.
It's all fucking e-bikes and scooters these days.
I don't know, man. We're going to find the last man in Melbourne with a couple of Segways to rent.
You know we're going to fall off those Segways, Mason.
Yeah.
Make incredible B-roll, though.
That's right.
Anyways, box office. On a budget of $60 million this time, because there was 20% added to this because of the 3D process. And this wasn't none of that 3D post-conversion nonsense.
This guy's been taken for a ride. They went, it's going to cost you 20% more.
20%.
Because of the 3D.
Mm.
It's still the same lenses.
Yeah, it might be.
And film or whatever.
But it did have the biggest return as of so far, $300.2 million.
My goodness. No wonder they kept making these.
All in all, I think it's safe to assume that this was a good Resident Evil movie.
Why would you assume that?
It wasn't the worst.
You know what happens when you assume? You look like a real dummy.
Anyways, you want a hint towards next week?
Yes. Oh, it's Resident Evil 5, isn't it?
It's actually called Resident Evil Retribution.
Mm, retribution, that's another random word got out of the Bible or whatever. But go through the Bible, just flip open the Bible at a random page and put your finger on a random word.
Resident Evil.
Job.
Let's get the segues.
Let's get those segues.
Anyways, if you want to see that early,
yep.
BigSandwich.co, Patreon.com/MrSundayMovies, or become a YouTube member, where there's all sorts of bonus Resident Evil stuff there. We've talked about it, but we're looking at all sorts of video games.
Playing
and
games and taking names.
We certainly
Jill,
are.
Jill.
Mm-hmm.
Chris.
Yep.
Others.
Job.
Job. Mm. One of the best names. Fallen into disuse, but I think it should come back.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Also, we have a podcast that's called The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows that comes out every Monday.
That's right.
Check it out if you are interested. Thank you for Resident Eviling with us. We know that at this point, we're pretty sure nobody's having a good time.
That's right.
All right? This is for us, but we don't like it.
Nobody likes
but
this.
But it won't get me.
Doesn't seem like it's getting
me. I won't
you.
Be gotten.
Terrific.
Thank you so much to Ben for the edit.
Thank you, Ben.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye. Hey, remember that bit where like one of Alice's new friends gets killed, that woman. She gets drowned and torn to shreds by a zombie.
Oh, yeah.
And Alice is like, no! And then like 30 seconds later, she looks at a big wall of guns and goes, nice.
Yeah.
Pretty good, right?
I'd forgotten that happened.
That's called character development.
That is.
Look it up.
Oh, also there's a guy here who lives for the next movie. You think he gets killed by zombies, but he comes out of a pipe.
Yeah.
All right.
That's good.
Your ad budget deserves a boost. For a limited time, new advertisers on TikTok get a 50% discount on coupon credits, making it even more affordable to reach your ideal audience on any budget. 1 in 3 TikTok users buy products they discover on the platform. It's time to supercharge your reach. Terms and conditions apply. Claim your 50% discount at ads.tiktok.com today.